Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, have you heard about the crazy new way to send a message today? It flashed on a screen too quick to see, but still you get it subliminally.
Little new way comes in the dark and dreaming.
Fathers and lockers and made them feel unique. We taught them how to be meek and turning the other cheek. Offered every scripture their religion speak. The deity we gave them designated to enslave them. Got a grip upon the juggler, there's nothing they could save them. They minds will be in front of Lynn Abrams in a scepter with Mr. Motherfucking Magic Bullet all inspector. And I defy you to disrespect the veracity. I got the tenacity to connect her. You could call me Mario or Hector. Just get my motherfucking name right on the chester. It's funny how money can make some people frown. Make them crawl to the 56th floor and fall down. They like to call me names, but I do not hear a sound. I will be ecstatic if I live to see them not around. Like babies yell. Watch out for the lies of the ADL. You'll never see me on their map of hatred, cause every single anti-Semite they create. Primetime TV is nothing short of a sexathon. Every November they make you think that an election's on. Terms used by Jews make me bring a hexagon. The word anti-Semitic ain't even in my lexicon. You can put that in the shitter with every APAC bought Congress critter. There's no denying Big Brother don't keep an eye on this, and I would be lying if I said Israel don't spy on us. Stockholm Syndrome, I'm really truly buying this. I'm telling you, don't make them start behaving like a Zionist. You wanna hate Mexicans, that is jolly good. Ever since the Arabs started running Hollywood, I got a jujitsu karate mixture to lobby with you and have you screaming like Bobby Fischer. Prove to me the Holocaust ain't a fraud, and I'll give you a $6 million reward.
And we see the horror in the world that is generated by that.
compressor measure. Welcome to question 46. I tell you, if there was one intro to make a mistake and have come in as your intro, man, I thought the whole record was going to play. Good evening. My name is John Preston. I am your Patriot operator right here talking. And I'm sure initially people want to know what question 46 is. And as most of you people who are listening, as I debut here on the Renegade Broadcasting Channel Network, it's a team. That's what we're doing here. You probably would understand evolving, and that's what I did a lot of. When I initially started a website and did a show, question 46 was part of the mindset I was in at the time. And just to give a quick rundown, it was a questionnaire given out to the military throughout the 90s, all branches at different times. And one of the largest groups they gave it to at one sitting was 700 Marines out in California. And pretty much the questionnaire was testing, engaging what would these soldiers, Marines, seamen, airmen do when it came to shared responsibility with NATO, what have you, would they follow orders. Either way, the 46th question said that martial law was established in America and all non-sporting firearms were to be handed over to the government. A 30-day amnesty period was set out for people who had held back. After the 30 days, groups of people and individuals did not give out or hand over their weapons. Would you fire on an American citizen who didn't have an over his weapon? The problem with that whole survey was it went against what people thought, what I thought the United States was about. And 70%, 73% said they would not shoot an American. The bad news is 73% said they would not shoot an American. Now, since those days, I've come to realize that this isn't a Constitution thing. This is not a they hate us for our freedoms type world we live in. So since then, just like you, I've evolved. But I went ahead and kept the name Question 46 because it establishes a platform for much more important questions, much more enlightening questions. Like, what is your place? What is your mission? What is your goal? You see, when you get into this type of information, you'll notice immediately that it seems to be like a fad. It tends to be the new happening for the week, as you may all know. You have disinformation. You have people who just don't know what the hell they're talking about. Crazy. You'll have people who they learn as they go. And of course, you have the meddlers. Well, when you reach this point, like where we're at now, you become more enlightened. I see that you're all having a hard time hearing me. Yeah? All right, let me see if I can fix that. All right, let's see if that – can you all hear me better in the chat room? So here we are, and it's kind of maybe coincidence, maybe fate, maybe it really doesn't matter. Here we are on this Renegade Broadcasting, and there's different reasons why people are here. The majority of the hosts here on this network are here because the freedom platforms, the mics for open thought and open ideas weren't really there for them. Because they got shut down about what they were talking about. And I see that seems to be what goes on in this arena of talk, this alternative. It's exactly the opposite of what it claims to be. So I ask, what is your goal? And how far are you willing to go for this message that not only do you deem to be true, but that you've seen the proof, you found the proof? How far are you willing to go? So that's why I decided to do Question 46 again. This is to help every man out there to become a more well-rounded, well-abled operator. As you would know, those of you who are listening, although some people like to take this as a game, or even try to turn it into a game. It's not a game. If this was a game, we wouldn't even be talking about these things. We wouldn't be talking about the control of really the world for years, centuries. We wouldn't be talking about how our children are being turned against us. Our women are being led down the road of becoming whores. I mean, most of the men you know have less fortitude and backbone than some of the women you know. This is nothing new to any of y'all. Between the social engineering, the financial enslavement that we are put through every day. People out there go to work. For most of their week, they're at work, then at home. Four jobs, three jobs, two jobs, just to make it broke. And they allow that whole arena of the truth, of the alternative, to give out some information here and there, but not really deal head on with the problem. And here's the thing. When you don't go with the system, it can be dangerous. And I noticed that a lot of people out there are very devoted to their research, very devoted to the cause, they're not watching their six. Okay. See, there's another hurdle we have to jump over. We have to realize when there are people who allow their children to be assaulted, assimilated, Well, there are people out there who don't care about in front of the mirror, they're turning into a female when they are male. When people think it's actually a leap forward in mankind's technological evolution, that there doesn't need to be a man to have any babies. We need to stop and we need to reconsider where we're at, what we're doing. Everyone out there is a potential enemy to you who go against the grain. And we need to start looking at it like that. And if you don't think that there's any danger, if you don't think that you are not being afforded the luxury to put out your message at this time, you're dead wrong. I realize that we get complacent in our everyday lives, especially when we're focused on one driving goal. And that's doing a disservice to us and people you are trying to get the message out. Because it's not about just naming those who are, you know, putting this motion in play or who it has been. Granted, don't get me wrong, there should never be a misconception of who's at fault and who the enemy is. But really, who is day to day allowing the police to assault just the normal public? How many times do we have to look at a false flag and just depict it? So that's what we're about. Time to pick it up, man. Look. Yes, we know they're socially engineering us. We know all these things, but what are we doing about it? Really, really. What are we doing about it? Are your kids going to school, saying the Pledge of Allegiance during a Columbus Day weekend? Are they coming? Or Columbus Week? Are they coming home with Columbus homework? I mean, we got to take some responsibility. It's not all the New World Order. It's not all the Jews. It's not all whoever the enemy of the week is, okay? As them fascist fucks hide behind, you know, whatever cardboard cutout they want to wave in front of our face. But yet, we're allowing it. And the fact is, that's where the fault lays in the end. All right. Now, I don't know how it is that we can, you know, get mad at the bad guy when we sadly are paying their salaries and we're steadily going along to get along. You know, we seem to be stuck in this this duality of extremes. Okay, we live in this duality of extremes, and it's either we're going to do what can we do? Well, we're going to talk about it. Yeah, that's good to talk about it. What is it that keeps us in this mindset? And I think we need to relook back at how we were duped in the beginning, how we were so susceptible to being socially engineered. Because sometimes you have to revisit the past to be able to forge into the future. Because I see we fall into the same mindset. It doesn't matter what the answers are. I'm not fucking talking about that. I'm talking about that mindset of complacency, that mindset of normality, of ease, of, well, we become lazy again. Just because we got the answers. Now, I know one of the biggest responses I've gotten before and will get is, well, would you expect, you know, to go out shooting and all that? I mean, look, I'm not even coming close to talking about that just yet at all. But there's got to be more to the bark. You see, you have to decide to be more, because when you take up the mantle of truth, when you decide to speak against the norm, that's already a declaration. And there's nothing wrong with being proud of being an individual. There's nothing wrong with being proud that, well, you know, people either love you or hate you. There's nothing wrong with that fire, with the breaking of the barriers. But we need to know what to do with it. You have to make a decision of what to do with it. So we go back to the beginning. How are we so susceptible? And as we talk about or have talked about before amongst each other in chat rooms or on shows, we know that we came into this world, you know, with traumatized, okay? But what is it after that that keeps us in that mindset, the waiting for the next thing to happen around the corner? When we allow this fear to be a fixture in our lives as being negative or positive, I think we lose the whole idea. And it's like a puzzle that's never really put together properly, okay? You see, we look at fear as it's something that we need to overcome, okay? And another person will look at it as a rush. It's an adrenaline rush. It's what's going to keep one excited, keep one attentive to the world around them. That's why people like to go on roller coasters and go get scared, go to scary movies, things like that, because it's them getting their feeling. It's So when they receive it, they don't know how to handle that that stimuli. And I think that's the same thing that goes on a lot in this whole alternative arena, is the stimulus of going against the grain, telling something different, telling the truth, pissing people off. So what we want to do is expand our ability, expand what it is we are doing. Why do you listen to alternative? Why are you maybe a host? I mean, what is it? I understand it's about telling the truth, but what is it that you are saying you are? What are you doing? See, I see how easy it is to get stagnant while thinking that you're actually moving forward. And all this information can get jumbled up to where it becomes information again, and you're stagnant, and you don't have a reason for being, just to tell the truth. We talk about they're turning our women to whores. They're saying that men are becoming bitch boys, and there's a difference between a bitch boy and a man who's turned into a female. Okay. And we'll get to the difference, but nevertheless, perfect. So my push is to get a purpose, to get an idea, to get a reason behind this, a reason for the madness. Because what you might not be aware of is that people who like to go out and wake up people, you are making an enemy then and there. Waking up people is making an enemy and yourself a target. That's why you shouldn't go out and wake up people. Okay? This whole idea to go bother intrude into someone's reality. Although yes, they've been engineered. Yes, they've been under mental enslavement. The fact is, we're not doing ourselves any favors, and we're not doing the message any good either. Okay? Because the fact is, look, how many people have you seen can look right at something and see what it is? They see it as plain as day, right in front of you, what's going on, and they will make excuses. They will try to twist it to where maybe you aren't able to understand the happening, or you're not able to comprehend the reason why this politician may have done something, you may not be able to see the bigger picture, all the way to the extent where people will just pretend it never happened. They will actually look at you and say, hey, what are you talking about? I didn't see it. But regardless, whatever the anchors in their brain does to them so they could go back to what you call asleep, they remember the person that intruded on them. They remember that you interrupted their reality. And that's why I'm not too big with that planting seeds whole idea. Because no matter what they, what the enlightenment they may have down the line, no matter what it is that brings them to see or not see, you know, the fact is, you're the person that interrupted their reality with this type of information, and you become a spectacle, you become a target, and, well, rightfully so. Because the fact is, we have no business taking someone out of their comfortable reality. Not without permission. Now, I'm not saying if you're in a conversation with somebody or somebody asks you a question. That's not the shit I'm talking about. Talking about these people that go out with the flyers and while people are, you know, traveling, whether it's at the bus stop or a train station or on the street, people are going from A to B and just interrupting, stepping into their reality. And, well, really, I mean, it's putting it right to them, putting it right in their face. And the fact is, the reason why you become the enemy is because you're an invader, and you shouldn't be doing that. See, there's enough to do, well, in our own lives, in our own reality. And we have to understand that there are enemies all over. Now, I'm not saying that going out being sociable or meeting people, you know, is wrong or shouldn't be done by any means. But we have to look at the reality, all right? Let's look at the reality of it all, okay? Well, you have people who devote their lives to a religion, to a god, devote their lives to the extent that one of their stories, which shows the greatness of their deity, is where this guy, or God, tells one of his loyal followers to slay your son for me. And at the moment of truth, I'm kidding, just kidding. I want to see if you can do it. Okay, and there's plenty of other stories of religious dogma I could tell. It's not what I'm saying. It's when you have people who are so devoted, so blindly following a path to where down is up and up is down, and they will fight, they will die for that idea. When you have parents that spend just enormous amounts of money and time to dress their daughters up to look like adults, to look like women who are, you know, on the verge of stripping, know, little. And what it does is it's like putting your child on fucking display, putting them on the auction block. Where can you go with that? I mean, really, what is it that these people are? If they're poor kids, okay, if they're already to that point, what where do you think you're going to go with trying to enlighten them? The fact is, they're already too far. They're already too far into their indoctrination. And that's why an assassin, okay? So, Cecil Mall. We need to make a clear, conscious identification. And I know that the whole idea is to come together. But the fact is, if we're trying to come together with people who will, well, put their kids on an auction block, if we're trying to come together with people who have no problem handing over the keys or the freedom to enslave not only themselves but their family, if we're trying to come together with people who allow your money to be taken, people who will fight on the behalf of the controllers, of the juice, run them, then really, what is it that we gain, or what are we trying to accomplish? And I think it's you know, some delusions of grandeur that we have. I mean, do you really want to have a person who whores their children out on your team? Really? Is it that important that you let them know who the enemy is? Is it really that important that you let them know that this last whatever to do is this or that? I mean, I see that we are forgetting the biggest part of this all, and it's we were able to realize that we were in this prison of the mind. We were able to realize that we were just living and we weren't even stagnant. We were in motion, not by our hands and not by our own will. So why are we trying to wait? Why are we trying to go along and keep pushing this idea that we're going to bring some type of enlightenment? I think we need to reevaluate what it is we're doing. I think we need to reevaluate our goals. and reevaluate what we are willing to do to achieve them goals. It's like putting aces in their places. And I think that's one of the biggest problems there is in this whole alternative movement thing, is that there are so many goals and there's so many ideals being pushed and then agendas that half the time it's just trying to get out plain facts. That is the most difficult part, let alone not being part of the romper room type. Because there's only so much that a message will get across. I mean, truth should be its own driving force within itself. And as we all know, people can't even see that in front of them. And remember, it's reevaluating your standpoint and your fortitude and your direction. That doesn't mean that what your platform or what you're researching or what you talk about or what your drive doesn't mean that it's wrong. That doesn't mean you have to reevaluate those things. But it's reevaluating where you're at. Are you gonna this mic going so? We'll do a song, and while we're doing that, I'm going to try to reconnect this headset, the microphone, and try to get it from going in and out. We'll be back in one moment. All right, hopefully got the headset issue taken care of. Kind of get this music to play, but hopefully we fix the other issue.
I could be a soldier, go out there and fight to save it. We'll be right back.
we bring it around, I mean, realize that we have to have that mindset. Because the fact is, you know, we all evolve, we all grow. But you have to understand that this is not a game, because they're not playing. Okay? As I've been enlightened to over the last couple of years, they are a very cunning enemy. Because they allow themselves to look weak, themselves to look insignificant at times. But you have to keep in mind, no matter what your platform is, no matter which side you're coming from, that it is no different than combat. And you must have the mind to be able to deal with that. You have to have the wherewithal to take a step into a whole a different world, into a different form as you evolve. You know, many times we don't call out our path. We don't call out our next move. It happens upon us without our knowing, without any warning. But when we have the chance to properly plan, when we have the chance to go ahead and be a constructive role in our evolution, in every decision that we make to build upon ourselves, to make ourselves better, then we need to seize that chance. You see, it's all up for debate if they want the information out. You know, a lot of times that would be the argument. Well, we're only able to get this information as long as they're deciding to make it available type mindset. And then, of course, you'll have the opposing view. But that should not even be a thought. Because we should never react. We should always act. And with every action, it should have a following action that not only accommodates the last one, but paves the way for the continuing actions or your continuing growth and forward motion. Meaning, the whole idea if we're playing their game or not is insignificant, because you have to take it and make it your own. There's a lot of words, a lot of aspects of not only English, but other languages, of course, that seem to be anchors, which keep us in certain frames of mind, which keeps promoting certain actions, even. And to put the effort into just shunning those, you know, parts of those old habits or old ways of talking is just as harmful as when we blindly were going along with it, when we would say things without thinking about it, when we would do actions not thinking that they had any meanings behind them. Because positive and negative action is still action, and it's still feeding it. It's that whole idea of I'm going to avoid you, and you know the people who will be mad at somebody so badly, supposedly, that they make a spectacle of themselves, or they put out just the same amount, if not more, energy avoiding that person. But what if you just take it? What if you just go along about your plans, your path, and make it your own? We have to stop giving up so much. It's about the same as, well, retreating. I won't go there. I won't say this. So put forth the effort, just a little bit of effort. You see, hold on. Okay. Blogging is no different than combat. That was a comment in the chat room. Is it? It's a form of combat. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to go ahead and explain. When people are blogging and exposing the doings of powerful people, rich people, people who have set up this false reality that's been going on for centuries. Well, first off, that's just anytime we go against the grain, anytime we say no, anytime we point out their flaws, that's a declaration. And when they write their newspapers, their magazines, their books, and whether it's the social engineering, whether it's the blatant disinformation, that is an assault. And I think that's kind of part of the problem right there, is that I don't really see people understanding what it is this alternative media, this alternative world that's right next to the normal of reality, the normal world, what it is. It's not that we're going to turn on the computer and listen to someone's show whatever day because I have nothing to do. Let's talk about the Jews. Let's talk about, let's talk about Alex Jones. It's not, this is a game. And I fear that's how we're not going to get as far. That's how this is going to lay to the wayside. I mean, a lot of people put in a lot of work, a lot of themselves, into getting certain informations out. Now, granted, I know some people do it for money. Some people just do it for the hell of it. But what is the driving force? I mean, see, it's fun to say bitch boy, huh? Or women are becoming whores. That's fun. That, yeah. But when the outside entity is manipulating the path, the growth, and the lives of a people, that's war. And I don't think people appreciate the element of one's energy, soul, that it's been assaulted in this. I even think there's a time where we ride on our pride that we may have figured something out or look at something a different way. Because you have to realize, no matter who's right or wrong, it's your basic chessboard. It's this side versus that side. When the dust settles and everything's done, it doesn't matter what side's information was right. It doesn't matter who struck first. It's two opposing sides. And there may be the barrier of responsibility that people don't want to take when in this. They don't want to understand. They don't want to grasp it. I know that when I look back and it's more so when it's brought to my attention how, hey, you were part of the problem. It's all relative in the aspect of there are elements out there that are putting a strain, putting a limit to how you live, to what you do with your life and how you move forward. Okay, in the chat we got and receiving your first comment is just like walking your first contact with the enemy. No, I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that one. No, I imagine receiving a comment is not the same as contact with tangos, but. Isn't it not contact when you open up the paper and realize that some children were shot in a school? And see, and this is where I believe the true operation is put forth. Not so much as who did it, what did it, it's the fact that we're taking a something fictitious. We're taking something that has actually happened. And we're trying to make sense of it, trying to put a barrier between our ideas of what one entity did to another, okay, while receiving a fictitious story. Now, I know I'm having a hard time explaining this one. It's who do you blame, or does it matter? Because the fact is, our children were assaulted. And there's definitely been when people put the just set it to the side and they can come back to it later. But that's still going on. That's still happening. It's still a tragic event, nevertheless. And how do we respond? And what does that make us any different? There has to be more. We have to have a more solid, a more ability to hold it, to put forth not just we know message. Not just the transmissions of we can tell you a couple of facts. We can actually maybe even predict your next move. But that's just saying that we see you. That's just saying that we can tell you what you're doing. But when do we say no? When do we say that no longer we're going to take it? We're just calling plays. Play calling. And there's nothing wrong with doing the job you set forth to do. There's nothing wrong with having your own platform the way you want it and driving on that way. But is that being part of the problem? Is that being part of the solution? Or is it really just being on the sideline and not really making a decision, just play calling? Just how well are you paying attention to the things going on around in your life? Are you play calling? Or are you being aware? It's no different, no matter what we, whether it's the TV programming we were caught up in, whether it was some sport that other people were playing, or whether it was or is information on who's controlling us, who's putting agendas forth every day to keep us enslaved, allow us to be stagnant when it comes to our growth. And I don't think it's all as separated as we may like to think it is, or wish it was, that's for damn sure. I mean, look, any of you guys who've listened to Alternative for a while have seen just how some people will get so involved into their research, so involved into the way they, whatever their platform is, whether it's a radio show, a blog, or whatever, to where they let themselves go, to where they're not paying attention to their own surroundings, to their own lives. And in the end, what have they accomplished? Calling is not going to benefit you in the long run, because although our head was on a swivel and we were able to depict what was going on, we were able to articulate, we were able to even sometimes make a logical, educated guess on what was going to happen next, we're still stagnant. And I don't think we see that as much because of our drive, because of our intention. So while we keep on our own path, whatever it is that we decide is necessary to involve ourselves in, without that goal, there's nowhere else. There's nothing else. There's nothing more. Because what we did is we just put ourselves right back into that box, right back on that shelf where they had us in the first place. And all that time, all that effort, all that energy put into breaking free just to get back to your own prison. Maybe the cell's set up differently. Might be in a different wing, colored differently. It's still the same place. And remember, we made sure that we went out and dabbled in other people's reality. We shook them awake. And we never need to be there in the first place. One of those situations where we just start running and no clue where we're going. And there's running just for the sake of running, and there's running while saying, I have no idea where I'm going, but yet still running. So when we plan these, when we make these goals, when we make sure that we see the light in the tunnel, that we see an end, you know, we need to make them accessible, obtainable goals. Because if you're the guy who just points out the corruption over and over and over and over and over and over, that's just a reporter. And over time, even reporters want to see something different, or at least be able to report something different. Not letting ourselves get bogged down by the repetition and the fortitude, the drive. The fact is, we don't have enough people, we don't have enough equipment, assets, you name it. So, is it as bad as we see? Or is it the fact that we just, it's never resting? And that's all part of growth as well. Knowing your limits. Know when it's time to take a break. And knowing that not everything you have to shun away, not everything you don't have to watch every step you make, so you're not participating or collaborating with or utilizing the tools they put out there for you. Because they were ours in the first place. So you take it back. And if we keep them on the run, trying to gather the next piece to use against you, then it's them reacting, not you. And I believe that although it may seem counterproductive, using some of their blatant tools out there and your goals and your process actually will, well, it can make your achievement more credible. because remember, that's what has been keeping us in a box. That's what's been keeping us in that same mentality, to where we weren't seeing what was being done to us. So if you could take their own tricks, if you could take their own style, play their game. As long as you have your goal, as long as you have your understanding of what you're doing, what your purpose is, and not just reporting. Time. So I think that it works a lot with it. They go hand in hand, definitely. So that's really the main focus this time around. That's the main focus. And it's not that this time around we're coming into a new age aspect. It's this time around because observing so many positive fixtures, so many people who were doing things that were aiding, that were making a difference, go to the wayside, or get pushed to the wayside, for that matter, has kind of disconcerting. So when you see that happening, you have to ask yourself, if they were such a positive fixture, such a positive aspect, of course they'd be targeted. Of course they would be the ones who were going to have the propaganda focused at them. They're going to be the ones who we're going to try to get bumped here. You understand the process. I mean, you're all going around. But you still have to ask, you know, what made that possible? Why wasn't there able to be enough backing to support? Wasn't there enough standing upon that person's own merits? And I believe it's because that there was never that concrete end to the run, or that goal that was to be obtained. Because the fact is, I'm just going to put out the message until people get it. Or I'm just going to put out the message until that's yourself up for failure. And it's setting people up for failure who may be using your knowledge. You know, it's like prepping someone for the big fight, and you're training them, and you make sure they make weight. And when it all comes down to it, it's, yeah, but, we never discussed what the plan of action is going to be when it came to throwing them blows. To how to technically go against your opponent. And it becomes almost a waste. continue training, the reanchoring, these the programs do linger, but you know it's proof positive what's going on out there. It's kind of like one of those revolving doors. If there was no information, or if there was nothing to talk about, then there'd be no opposition, no counter argument, you know. So is that possible that maybe, just maybe, the one needs the other? And initially I like to say no, but it seems that when one battle is won, often people will sabotage any more progress from there. So I do believe that plays a lot into it as well. So that's one of those things we have to break our break that pride, break that it's more than pride. I think that's something for another time, actually. But the fact that often we see that the opposition, the controllers, the issue, the problem has to be there. And it's nothing more than, I have to say, it's got to be for just that individual's ego, maybe to feel his place in the world. I mean, it's, you know, and that's the whole thing. I'm not going to advocate for that person, and I'm not going to try to understand that person to an extent either, because the fact remains, in the end, when the dust settles, it's a complete sabotage on any progress that's trying to be made. And, it's working for the enemy. And, you know, I personally don't feel the need to try to figure out why. Definitely not before we figure out how to fix that, so, or how to what to do from there, because I think that's the most damaging of all. And yet you'll still have people who will try to mold it, try to morph it into something different, when the fact is that's the same tactics that the enemy uses. And, you know, I guess for every person's going to be different. They need to figure out what exactly is acceptable and what is not. But, you know, comes down to this. One of the most dangerous people you could ever come across is that stupid person who means well, who didn't know any better. It's like little kid trying to help wash the car with a rock. So, give me one sec. I believe we have a caller. Call.
Hello, John.
Hello.
Hi, John. Greg from New Jersey here. How you doing?
All right. How you doing?
Well, good. Welcome to the network.
Yeah. with the bang, with the boom, huh?
Yeah, I was wanting to hear some of that John Preston Fire and Ire that you were talking about the other night. Oh. But, no, I wanted to welcome you aboard. I think you're going to be a good addition to the network. You know.
Well, I appreciate the time. Fire and Ire, and seeing that's just frankly, it's by certain people, and not take his word. Sometimes we don't always put forth a position, you know. Sometimes we assume what one person's about, and I'm trying to, or I think people one way, well, you know, where I'm coming from. And you can't always give that fire and ire for everything, because it's pretty sad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we even have to be.
Well, there's something apparent that's in this movement right now, and that is try and split everybody up, you know, by race and by various things. And that's not what the people involved in this are all about. And it's heavy with some of the other shows out there, you know. And you bring a unique perspective too, because you grew up in the black community. You're part black. You've seen both sides of the fence. You've lived a challenging life, but you've also had some rewards. And, you know, our enemy is common to all of us, not just to white people or to black people or yellow people. We share the same enemy. And we're not going to win the culture war, because that's what this is, a culture war, unless we all unify. You know, it's time human beings need to live in honor. Live in honor amongst themselves and honor in their dealings with other people. Because we all have to deal with each other. And I think it's an important message for Renegade. I think we're going to be making big strides here in the future as we grow. And I want to welcome you aboard on the team. I think it's great. And hopefully you'll draw a great audience that will bring a lot of people together, which is what needs to happen.
Well, I appreciate that, and hopefully we will, you know, and also, you know, not be shaped. I think that says, actually, for, as you mentioned, the culture issue, I believe the fear of what's different, and
mm-hmm.
the fact that there's so much beauty out there to learn from one another, from each other's culture, and you never know what together you can produce as well. So, you know, I definitely that same idea,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we can find that answer or find that's the way. Without pain, you know, usually we learned our lessons the whole.
We do. We all learn our lessons the hard way.
And
you know, that
goes to say for the ego as well. But I think we have the ability to. I just think we need to get in sync with our will and shed that fear. And you know, sometimes you have to say there's nothing to it, but to get in there and do it, and there's not always some magic solution or some instruction manual of how to go about that. So definitely,
it starts with conversation. That's all this is conversation. You know, expressing ideas and opinions, and you know, people banter them back and forth. And you know, if your message is strong enough, it'll resonate, and people will gravitate to it. And not only that, they'll spread it. It's like Alex says, the rebel says, it's an infection, and the infection is spreading. And we're kind of like the antibodies of the cancer that happens to permeate the human mind these days.
Yeah. It's only a negative. It is a virus, and it's a beautiful virus, because I think that it has grabbed the attention of people who may not even have understood that there was anything going on. And there's nothing more rewarding, nothing more satisfying, nothing more hopeful than when someone comes with their own questions, with their own ideas, with their own curiosity and their own hunger for something, but they don't know what it is, you know. And that's the beginning of communication, the beginning of camaraderie, and where we need to go. So
every journey starts with the first step. So
that is how they say it goes, but you have to have the will to. Because without the will, without the intestinal fortitude, you'll take one or two steps and take a pause. You know, I think people need to really commit to that journey before they take that step. Or it's just a step to a stagnant reality form.
Well, it's one for the alpha male, let's put it that way.
And it's definitely solo initially.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
All right. I appreciate you calling in. You have anything else?
I just wanted to welcome you aboard, and I think you're going to do great, you know. And I'm looking forward to hearing many more shows to come.
I sincerely appreciate your call, and
hey, you're breaking up on my end here, so I'll let you go then. Good talking to you. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thank you for calling in. Great call.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
And he said it quite loud and clear, and he has one of the main points to how we're even going to begin to become something better, begin to heal. It's just realizing that we're all here, we're all human. And this division, the separation, and that's definitely something I would like to get into in the very near future. And the reason why I believe that subject needs to be touched upon often, because we will resort into pushing these divisions And I'm not going to say that we do it on purpose. I don't think we have that that inner mind. You know, it's programming. Yes. But I really think it's fear. We've been taught and made to become so different from one another that there's this fear, and I don't mean just, oh, there's a black guy, I'm scared. It's how do I fit in? How do I speak to this person? Maybe they will not understand where I'm coming from, et cetera, et cetera. And so being able to identify that fear, that caution, and not being, you know, afraid to learn about somebody different. I really think that's one of those things that we need to work on constantly, and it's something we're going to get into definitely in the future. Really appreciate Greg calling in. I believe that was Greg, Jersey. I said a virus that's spreading. You know, when I was speaking of how people go out there and get in people's face and throwing this in their face. It, I guess, it, you know, and I'm glad Greg called in and brought that up about the virus spreading. That does, you know, add to the point that it's spreading. It's already out there. It's moving on its own. And along with good people speaking a good message, it's going to take care of itself. And that goes to my point even more now. Thank you. You don't have to push something, because that's a counter program, a counter operation to make matters worse. And it's difficult for us because we don't always see something instant gratification. We don't always see the fruits of our labor. We don't always an end. But like you said, it's spreading. And if we spend too much time trying to see light in the tunnel, we're not spending enough time trying to get there. And it does take time. It does take time, and it takes a certain type of person to get out there and do what needs to be done, to say what needs to be said, and especially when it's not popular. No one wants to hear it. It's definitely a task that you have to commit to. Because who knows? This may be it. This may be the final stretch, and giving up will never bring sin for the win. Allowing that fear and allowing that confusion and allowing, well, allowing the same stuff to go on without or becoming just use to it, and and allowing the message not to get out for fear of what may be said, fear of getting misquoted. You know, it's almost, you just look at it as, hey, if you're saying the right things, they're coming after you. And that's all needs to be said there. But reevaluate what you're doing. Reevaluate what your goal is. Reevaluate what it is you're willing to put in. Because it may not seem like it, but it is much bigger than any one of us individuals. And regardless, it's a path that you have to commit to, because it's your path. And what you're going to do with it. And it's one that's worth taking. And you're going to be watched. You're going to be watched. You know, dare I say, lead by example. But that's definitely the best way to lead. Lead by example. And along the way, you'll pick up some allies, and you help each other lighten the load, lift the burden. Or, which I always like to see, is put more on their shoulders and take more responsibility yourself too, because, you know, we're far and few between. Not many even will take up the call, let alone can. And that's a gift in its own when some good men could come together and share, learn, teach from one another, learn from one another while teaching as well. And that's how you get things done. Most definitely reevaluate your position. Appreciate everybody joining us this evening, joining me. Appreciate the call, Greg. And appreciate everyone here on Renegade. Because the main force, the main thing I see is people not conforming to the allowed resistance, the allowed revolution base platform. That's what I should say. The allowed platform, revolution-based platform, because that's what it seems like. You know, the fact is, when one person can turn and say, this is not right, I'm going to go this way, and then see that they made a mistake where they turned and correct it, that's character right there. That's a man, because it is difficult. Hell, we all been there one time or another. And we know that the enemy is relentless. All right. I appreciate each and every one of y'all joining me this evening. I hope that the road's easy for you, but still gives you cause for alarm and pause, because can't get complacent out there, and it's real easy to get lazy, real easy to get put in the same rhythm. Y'all have a good week. Be safe. And be better, stronger people. Not wish for easier way. We're going to go ahead and go out with the song. And we'll see you next week.